This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. Doing a podcast on a very controversial topic I should probably avoid, but it just seems to consume so much of the space here at ATS. And, pardon, I'd like to explain my take on this whole thing. The topic is Christian conspiracy. There's currently a board thread on it. And it just seems like this topic will never die. It will just keep resurfacing, keep being reborn. Kind of like a good Christian. What can I tell you? There's so many misconceptions out there. What I don't understand about all of the people who insist on, for the most part, trying to prove to Christians that they are wrong, is that you just are totally not getting it. You don't understand what we believe. You don't understand some of the concepts, and yet you attack them. It's frustrating. It brought a lot of anger, I think. Anyone who's followed me for a long time, seen my threads for a long time, can see there was a point where I was very defensive about it. I just finally grew up and realized it's not worth expending the effort to be defensive. It's counterproductive. But it keeps coming up. Things like, you Christians, and let me say, I in fact am Catholic, and there are a lot of Christians out there who don't consider Catholics Christians, and a lot of you who lump us all together, who are non-Christians. But let me give an example. We worship, this is often attributed to Christians, but I actually think it's more of a Catholic thing. You worship three gods. We don't worship three gods. We recognize a triune God. One being, three entities, is basically, you know, it's even tough for me to understand. It's a hard concept to follow, but it is not the way you're viewing it, as worshiping three different gods. Now, I want to say that I grew up in a very strict Irish Catholic family, and I pretty much fell away from it. I had, very early on, I'd say by the time I was in second grade, some grave misgivings. Just didn't jive for me. And nobody gave me any real answers other than to, I was being told to stop asking those questions. The questions that were bothering me. Not by my parents, certainly. This was coming up. I was in a Catholic grade school, which I pulled out of in seventh grade to go to a public school. Then, surprisingly enough, the church didn't really matter to me by the time I went to college. It was unimportant, and I started studying a lot of the New Agey kind of stuff. It was back at that time. We're talking 25 years ago. When the New Age type stuff was really at its height. And yes, I've read all these things that everybody mentions, the Gnostic texts, all these alternative theories that basically attempt to debunk the beliefs of the faith that I was taught. I have to say, while I was away from the faith, that I understood, or I had this sense, that even though I didn't agree with it at the time, I did still somehow maintain a respect for the fact that this is what they believe, and I'm not going to cross those beliefs. For instance, if I am in the Catholic Church and I do not believe that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ, I do not have the right to partake of it, because it's not like in a Protestant church where it's just a representative. In the Catholic Church, they believe that it is actually a sacrament where we are partaking of the body and blood of Christ. And as long as I did not believe that, I would not walk up and take the wafer, because I had to respect that the church I was in, though I did not agree with them, these were their traditions, rituals, beliefs, and I'm not going to disrespect anybody else's beliefs. So regardless of the fact that I didn't agree with the Catholic Church for quite some time, I wasn't going to diss it, just as I would not diss any other belief system, because that's wrong. What I discovered after, and I feel what led me back to the church, quite frankly, was not something that can be explained. I could tell you the story, but many people wouldn't accept it or believe it, because what brought me back to the church was, quite frankly, it's referred to in Catholicism actually as a reversion, when somebody who has left the church comes back, as opposed to a conversion, when somebody who was not baptized in the faith comes into the faith. And I kept referring to it as suffering a reversion as opposed to having a reversion, which I think says a lot about what I went through during the process. But it was definitely something outside myself that brought me back, and I could not deny that. I could get into the details and we could all debate it, but in my heart, after all those years of denying the truth of my faith that I was baptized into, what happened to me, I could no longer deny it. But I also realized immediately, there's something I didn't get here. For what happened to me to have happened, there's something I missed here. And basically what I found was, I had not been truly taught the faith. During the time that I grew up, they got away from the basic catechism, and a lot of things and teachings fell away, and I missed a lot. So I immediately began re-educating myself. I had spent years educating myself on these alternate theories of faith and bought into them, quite frankly. And then I realized, well, I've kind of shortchanged myself, because I did not truly study what is my faith all about. And I think that most people who criticize the Christian and or especially Catholic faith do not truly understand it. A lot of you have spent years finding all of these other resources that are contrary to the faith, and you build your arguments on that, but you have not truly given the same weight to studying the faith itself. And what I feel is that you kind of don't have the right, unless you have truly studied both, to make a determination. But, you know, it's a free country. It's a free world at this point, for all intents and purposes, and people are going to do what they want to do. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, you can't know the truth unless you attempt to study all truths. And it seems to me that anyone who is anti-Christian studies every truth they can get their hand on, except for a real Christian education, the real basics. I actually confronted my parents at the age of 40 and said, how did this happen? I didn't understand any of this. I was never taught any of this. I was taught rituals. I was taught, you know, rules. I did not know, I was not provided with the basics of what a truth faith is. Well, they were very upset. I was the only one of six children, by the way, who walked away from the church. And it was a grave concern to all of them, of course, because that's the way it is in a Catholic family. But my parents had attended Catholic school and had no reason to believe other than the fact that if they sent their children to a Catholic school, we were being taught the basics of the faith. We weren't. My generation was shortchanged, and I believe every generation since mine has also been shortchanged. We do not have the faith of our fathers. We do not have the knowledge of our fathers. And there's few out there now who do. But basically what gets to me is that I feel I have found the truth. I really don't care what the rest of you believe, because I was for a long time not in the truth that I'm in. I don't think it was jeopardizing my soul to hell. That's not the way I was raised. That's not the way that now, with my understanding of my Catholic faith, that I feel it is. But that's another long involved explanation. And I guess my point is, this whole Christian conspiracy, it's not a conspiracy, it's ignorance. And there's a difference. I really honestly believe that. I definitely think there are fundamentalists in every religion that take things to extreme, and there are conspiracies involved with that. But there's a lot of basic things being attributed to conspiracies that just aren't. And I just wish people would, especially here, because there's so much to discuss. There's so many aspects. There's so much information that should be shared, regardless of whether or not we all are on the same page. But it can't. It simply cannot be shared as long as people are going to sit there and say, this is what I believe, and it is because of this, and this because that I've come up with proves it. Nothing. Nothing ever has proved it one way or the other. Not my faith, not your faith, not your lack of faith. None of us have proof. You're not going to get that till the afterlife, if you believe in that. If you do believe in that, I think that's when we'll understand. But we really got to get over this here. You know, it's okay. It really is okay that we all don't see it the same way, that we all don't believe it the same way. And we have to stop accusing each other of... There's a fear factor. There's a fear factor if you truly, truly believe your faith. You want others to have that revealed to them also. When you suffer conversion... See, I used the word suffer again. It was a rough time, let me tell you. When you go through a reversion or a conversion, there's something that takes hold in your heart, and it's very powerful, and it's frightening. It's scary. And you worry about everybody you love, and you worry about everybody else in the world who you know is a good person, until you finally get it, that it's okay. You know, God will bring you there in His own time, in His own way. The path is not the same for all of us, and it's all right. And all we have to do to have these intelligent discussions about Christianity and whether or not it's real and who Jesus was, we really have to get beyond the point where any one person says, this is the answer, because none of us have it and none of us ever will. And this podcast is a lot longer than I want it to be, and I know it's on a topic I probably shouldn't be broaching, but I'm going for it. This is Relentless. Love you. Bye.